The Bible clearly states that we should not know one another after the flesh. That's right there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 16. I hope you can stay for the remainder of the broadcast, about a 10-minute broadcast of Bible teaching. We're going through 2 Corinthians 5. We're right now in verse number 16 and 17. We'll probably get down through verse 17 and then say a little bit more about verse number 17 on the next broadcast. I hope that everybody's doing terrific. Hope you're running well for the Lord. Don't let anybody hinder you from running well. Keep on running well for the Lord. I'm so encouraged when I see people running well, doing their best, serving the Lord with joy in their hearts. There's enough to get you discouraged. I'm so encouraged to see people with the joy of the Lord, praise on their lips, serving the King of Kings gladly. That's a wonderful thing to see. And if you're doing that, we don't need you to throw in the towel. Keep up the good work for God. And we're going to see the King very, very soon. Let's stay everlastingly at it. Well, let's dive into God's treasure book. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I'm quite sure that you've heard chapter 5, verse 17 quoted a bunch. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Oh, they preached that, haven't they? And that's true. That's true. We're going to get there. But I like to see how these things connect together, how they're pinned together. It's pinned to verse 16 where it says, we're not to know any man after the flesh. We don't know Christ after the flesh. And we shouldn't know each other after the flesh. These verses really define Paul's burden for man to be changed through the power of the gospel. Now, after Paul's conversion, the way people viewed Paul changed radically. And the way he viewed people changed radically. Both. People looked at Paul different, and Paul looked at people different. He no longer looked at them on the external, like he did as a Pharisee. And now people no longer looked at him the same way. At one time, Paul looked upon Christ merely from a human standpoint. He looked at Christ at just regular human, regular flesh, if you will. And you can't do that. You can't do that. It's not a fleshly thing, it's a spiritual thing. We no longer can look at Christ as just a man. He's more than a man. He's the God-man, the man that went to the tree. He became sin without ceasing to be God. Yes, he did. There's a new quality, a new dimension. When a man gets saved, he gets born again, he has now the life of Christ in him. He's put off the former conversation of the old man, Ephesians 4:22. And that transformation is brought forth by the new birth. Now, it's not an instantaneous transformation. It's a metamorphosis. It's a work of grace, step by step. That's what we call sanctification. But he's still being saved, being changed. Hold up, preacher, what are you talking about? I want to be careful about saying being saved. We are saved all the way, justified 100%, but we're not all the way sanctified. We're growing in grace and knowledge of the truth, and one day we will be completely sanctified and ultimately glorified. We're changed. So we don't view a man after the flesh, just like we don't view Jesus after the flesh. We look at men after the flesh. We do not wise. Oh, look at them. Their clothes, their hair. You don't know who they are. You don't know their heart. God looks at their heart. So, oh, he's being soft now. He's going to become a contemporary. No. You don't know, and neither do I. I don't know if that person got saved yesterday. I don't know if that person got saved a year ago. I don't know what his background was. I don't know what his tradition was. We don't know men after the flesh. That's what God says. Know we no man after the flesh. We can't know Christ after the flesh, and so we shouldn't know a Christian after the flesh. It's very unwise to compare one another. That's what the scriptures say. It's unwise to compare one another with one another. When I look at people, I am always wrong. Most of the time, I'm always wrong. Some people say, well, I got them all figured out. I know exactly what's wrong with them. I got them all figured out. Wow, where'd you go to school? They're not being honest. We don't know people after the flesh. Now, God can give us discernment and wisdom. But I've been wrong so many times about people watching. So wrong, so many times. So, well, you're a pastor. You got to know. I wish I did know better, but I don't. God knows. All I have to do is meet people where they're at, not try to change them. Definitely not try to force them. God help me. I mean it. God help me. Because I want to force people. Oh, I want people to grow in grace. Oh, I want them to grow up. But I can't do that. God's got to do that. God's got to convict and change. And he's got to chide them and then love them and heal the wound and all that business. God does that. I just got a shepherd. Lead along. Lead, not force. Feed them the word of God as a pastor. And no man, I can't know anybody by the flesh because I'm wrong. Oh, I think they're there. And then you find out they're not there. They're way back there. And then you think, oh, they're way back here. They need to grow up. And you get to know them long enough, and then you find out they're further along than the other person. Yeah, see? Outward appearances fool you real quick. I don't know who's listening that might be a young pastor younger than me. I'm 39 right now. Outward appearances fool you real good. Oh, they sound good. They look good. They got their tie pulled up. They got their white shirts. And their shoes are shined. And even their socks match. Outward appearances fool you many times. Sometimes it's the humble, quiet, reserved people that don't want the limelight. It's people that stutter and stammer and couldn't carry a note, couldn't play an instrument. Sometimes it's those people that are walking close to Jesus. The ones you wouldn't call on to pray because they might not have the fluid sentences. You don't know any man after the flesh. Period. Either side of the spectrum, really. I guess I looked at one side of the spectrum. You don't know any man after the flesh because we're new creatures in Christ Jesus. That's what we'll look at next week. I just want to give us a word of warning. That's what I'm here for. God said, and we would be wise to listen to him. We don't know Christ after the flesh, verse 16. So we don't know any man after the flesh, 2 Corinthians 5:16. Don't you think it's wise to listen to the wisest of all, Jesus Christ? No man after the flesh.